It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Monday, April 3rd, 2023. I'm Derek Gilbert, back in studio after our several-week tour of Israel and Jordan. Details coming up on Skywatch TV's spring virtual conference, One World Rising, coming up in just a few minutes. Topic number 5 today, not surprisingly, is Israel. We did not see the reported chaos that you may have heard about while we were gone. We received a number of emails, text messages asking if we were okay. There were some well-respected, well-intentioned folks who had been reporting that things in Israel were on the verge of civil war. We just frankly didn't see it. And it's not like we weren't all over the country. We traveled everywhere from north to the Dead Sea, Jerusalem. Our hotel was in the heart of Jerusalem. We were in Tel Aviv on our final day. We even went to Tel Aviv early, skipping Jericho on the tour to make sure we get to the airport in time for our flights. We actually wound up at the hotel, or rather at the Ben-Gurion airport, more than 2 hours early because the traffic tie-ups we expected just weren't there. Now, that's not to say that Israel's politics is not really rough and tumble right now. Judicial reform is still the hot topic inside Israel, other than the airstrikes reportedly inside Syria over the weekend. Also, a couple of drones intercepted, one in the north, one over the Gaza Strip. Benjamin Netanyahu, prime minister, filing a petition with the High Court of Justice Sunday that there's no conflict between his role as prime minister and the ongoing, and of course, his ongoing corruption trial. And the government's legal reforms. Attorneys for Netanyahu laid out his position in response to a request by the Movement of Quality Government for the Supreme Court to hold the prime minister in contempt for what that organization says was his violation last month of a conflict of interest agreement approved by the court 3 years ago and updated earlier this year. Now, Netanyahu says that that the consequences of the overhaul program are so far-reaching, described as a national crisis in the filing, that as his role as prime minister, he is beholden to take some part in managing things. He is, after all, the chief executive of the country. Now, bear in mind, Netanyahu is a master politician. There is a reason Israelis call him Bibi the Magician. We'll see how this all plays out. An independent judiciary is important, but as we've been telling you over the last couple of weeks, Israel's Supreme Court over the past 30 years has morphed into an organization that is self-appointed, it is unelected, and it is unaccountable. It holds such power over the legislative and executive branches of Israel's government, a power that would not be tolerated here in the United States or any other free society on planet Earth. The fact that the Biden administration is supporting the rollback of these reforms, or walking away from them, as Biden said over the weekend, is because the United States wants to consider Israel a star on the United States flag. And as National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir said over the weekend, that is not the case. If there is a dictatorship in Israel, it's not Benjamin Netanyahu. It wears a black robe. We'll say again, this is a hot political issue in Israel, but the protests we saw involved a few dozen people carrying flags, peaceful, no chaos, no civil war, and any reports to the contrary are just misinformed or pushing a particular point of view. Topic number 4, Super Tuesday. We're not quite there yet in the American election cycle, but tomorrow will be sort of a strange Super Tuesday for Donald Trump as he's expected to turn himself in Manhattan. This will kick off the 2024 presidential campaign with the indictment of the leading presidential challenger, Republican challenger, that is, to President Joe Biden. We are now living in bizarro world, if you hadn't noticed already. Now, first, I need to correct something I said last week. Twice, I incorrectly identified Alvin Bragg as the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York. He is not. Bragg is, in fact, the District Attorney for Manhattan. I apologize for my mistake. That elevated Bragg to a status that he does not hold. Yet, even though he's the District Attorney for Manhattan, New York City, he is bringing federal charges, reportedly, against President Trump, or the former president. We don't know what those charges are because they've not yet been released. In fact, the fact that the grand jury voted to indict Donald Trump should still be a secret. But this is no longer about the rule of law. Trump's predecessor, Bragg's predecessor as district attorney for Manhattan, the Federal Department of Justice, wouldn't touch this case. Bragg is bringing federal charges because if Trump did anything in connection with the alleged hush money payments to porn actress Stormy Daniels, that would be a misdemeanor. And misdemeanors have a 2-year statute of limitations, which has long since expired. In other words, Bragg's office has no legal standing to bring charges against Donald Trump for this. Legal experts have focused on that, saying, look, there's no case here. This is tissue paper thin. And this sort of thing just isn't done. Many legal scholars focusing on the just isn't done aspect of filing charges against a former president. But the fact is, it is being done, which signals should be a wake-up call to Americans that we're no longer living in the country that we thought we were living in. This is the kind of thing that happens in banana republics. This is not about the rule of law. If it was, somebody in Bragg's office would be facing charges for leaking information from the grand jury, which is supposed to be absolutely secret. The fact that they voted to indict Trump should be a secret, but it's not. It was leaked. That's a Class E felony. You think anyone will face charges for that? I don't think so. But again, this is not about the rule of law. This is about naked power. As with Israel's runaway Supreme Court, doesn't matter that it's against the law. Those who want to get Trump at all costs are celebrating this as proving that no one is above the law. Nancy Pelosi or someone who's ever in charge of her social media tweeting out over the weekend that Trump, like anyone else, has the right to prove his innocence in court. It's supposed to be the other way around. You are innocent until proven guilty. The state has to prove guilt. Defendants don't need to prove innocence, but this is sort of the way things are in 21st century America. Honestly, I don't see how the United States survives as a nation till the end of the 21st century. Topic number 3, the AI apocalypse. A Belgian man recently died by suicide after chatting with an AI chatbot, an artificial intelligence app called Chai, C-H-A-I. The man's widow claims the chatbot encouraged him to end his life. This man, only identified as Pierre, had reportedly been grown more socially isolated and anxious about things like the environment and climate change, so he turned to an AI chatbot as his confidant, instead of his widow, it seems. Anyway, Pierre became more emotionally dependent on the chatbot as a result of the chatbot's deceptive portrayal of itself as an emotional being. This is raising concerns about the need for businesses, governments, researchers to do a better job to regulate and mitigate the risks of artificial intelligence, particularly when it comes to mental health. In fact, last week, more than 2,000 experts and tech leaders signed an open letter calling for all AI labs to immediately pause for at least 6 months the training of AI systems more powerful than GPT-4, end quote. This letter, backed by Tesla and Twitter CEO Elon Musk, as well as Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak, It argues that, quote, AI systems with human competitive intelligence can pose profound risks to society and humanity. Other AI researchers saying they're overblowing the case. It's all probably fine. Topic number 2, Chinese super soldiers. Disturbing story from China, where a team of military medical experts have reportedly inserted a gene from the microscopic organism called the water bear, or tardigrade officially, into human embryonic stem cells and then significantly increased these cells' resistance to radiation, according to the South China Morning Post, which is not the most reliable source of information, more reliable than, say, the Global Times, which is the Chinese Communist Party's official news outlet, but still, bear in mind the source here. According to the South China Morning Post, it raised the level of resistance to radiation to supernatural levels. That's their word. Anyway, these experiments in question involved taking genetic material from a tardigrade, inserting it into human DNA. Disturbing, to say the least, not only on the face of it, but also what the Chinese military appears to be trying to accomplish here. Coming up, new revelation about the dentistry of T-Rex. That's next on 5 and 10.
There is an all-out war being waged on the minds of an entire generation of today's young people. It is beyond malevolent. and it reaches farther than anything that decent people could ever imagine. And the grip of its demonic tentacles are wrapped around every aspect of our culture. This Luciferian war, and it is a Luciferian war, is being waged by those who reside within underground societies made up of politicians, corrupt government officials, deranged law enforcement. We're talking about institutionalized religious leaders, Hollywood elites, and unknown wealthy bureaucrats that take pleasure in the suffering and dismantling of Christ's most precious gift to us, our children.
Item number one today, they're more like lizards and less like Jurassic Park. According to a new study, the T-Rex had giant lips covering its giant teeth, so it would not have that toothy grin we're all familiar with from artistic representations and Jurassic Park, Jurassic World, etc., etc. According to researchers, T-Rex had lips that covered those teeth. According to an international team, depictions of T-Rex in films like Jurassic Park are wrong. The study finds that predatory dinosaurs, go away for a few weeks, need to be completely retrained. Said that there were scaly, lizard-like lips that would have kept its mouth closed most of the time. I'm sure the T-Rex and its cousins probably appreciated that. According to the team, which examined tooth structure, wear patterns, and jaw shapes of lips and lipless reptile groups during their project, they found that the mouth anatomy of meat-eating theropods like the T-Rex were probably more like lizards, like the Komodo dragon, than crocodiles. So more like this than what we've been used to. More like lizards. I will never look at the blue-tailed skinks in our front yard the same way again. Skywatch TV's next virtual conference, One World Rising, just a few weeks away. One World Rising, we see the news each day, and you can only reach that conclusion. Hashtag Great Reset. That, in fact, is what my subject, my presentation is about, and about why it's more like building back Babel than building back better. But you'll also hear from world-class presenters like Dr. Tom Horn, Pastor Carl Gallops, Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, our good friend Dr. Judd Burton, Donna Howell, Ryan Peterson, Colonel David Giamona, Josh Peck, Vicky Joy Anderson, Dr. Igal German, Dr. Mike Spaulding, many others. You'll find the complete list of speakers at the website defenderconference.com, where you can register right now, and you'll also get access to all six Skywatch Films documentaries, including the two award winners. Again, complete information and registration online at defenderconference.com. That's defenderconference.com. This week on Skywatch TV, information about how you can overcome long COVID. This is a thing, and some of us are still struggling with it. Now, Sharon and I, thankfully, we got the real mild version toward the tail end of the outbreak, so we're good. But Joe Horn and Daniel Belt talk about what you can do if this is something that's been plaguing you. It's hard to be effective for our King when we don't feel well, and some practical information comes your way this week on Skywatch TV. Our broadcast schedule is posted online, skywatchtv.com/channels. Of course, you can always watch the program at our website. All of our video content is there, skywatchtv.com. You can also check out our channels on YouTube and Rumble right here, or add the Skywatch TV app to Roku or Apple TV. You can also download our free mobile app to your smartphone or tablet that brings all of our content right into your mobile device alongside important news updates three times a week and a calendar of our upcoming events. It is free and available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. More information at the website. You'll find a link in the top menu bar at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.